The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Welcome to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Lance Lysowski, Catherine Fitzgerald. Catherine, it's week 17.
Week 17. It went both fast and slow. I'm not really sure.
That's a good way to actually put it.
Yeah.
Bills beat the Browns, and the Colts lost Monday night to the 49ers. Officially clinched Buffalo's spot in the playoffs.
Seven years in a row. We will talk more about that later in the podcast because it is so remarkable. But in the short term, they have their playoff ticket, and it is finally, you know, there's still more to play for, obviously. We'll get into that a bit, but they are going to the playoffs.
Yes, they are. It'll be interesting. There's something to, there's still stakes here. So
yes.
Sunday, the Bills have the Eagles, a much more difficult test than the Cleveland Browns, with all due respect to the Cleveland Browns.
Sorry to our Browns listeners.
And I'm sure there are many, but interesting update to start the week, Catherine, is that Josh Allen has a foot injury.
Yes.
He suffered that on the 22-yard sack that he took late in the second quarter. And although Sean McDermott told us on Monday that he does not expect it to impact Josh Allen's availability for the game, it may impact how much he's able to practice leading up to this game on Sunday at 4:25 p.m.
Yes, and a weird week as well with the Christmas schedule, kind of, you know, they're doing a walkthrough on Tuesday as opposed to starting on Wednesday as they usually do. I was a bit more optimistic from Joe Brady's comments where he was saying it won't change his play calling at all. But I think the practice component still is significant.
Yeah, for sure. And you've got, it's a different opponent, a much better opponent. And the Bills offense has a lot to work through after that game in Cleveland, that second half. It was ugly. And I think that what was interesting about that game in particular, Catherine, and we've seen this throughout the season, how the Bills game plan is so specific to their opponent, and it was all about Myles Garrett. And yes, they held Myles Garrett to only one tackle, half of a sack. It also kind of impacted what they were doing because they kept trying, you know, bootlegs to the right. They weren't running James Cook towards Myles Garrett, and eventually Cleveland adjusted, and it led to those second half struggles.
Yes, it was, you know, kind of the flip of what we've usually seen of so often the Bills team is struggling in the first half, they make the halftime adjustments, but this time we saw kind of the opposite where, what was it? Did they score just 3 points in the second half?
Yeah. They had opportunities to score more in some of that. And, you know, you would have liked to see them use their running backs more because those three were so effective in the first half. But also, I know Josh Allen said that injury didn't impact him. Yeah, it kind of did. He missed some throws that he never misses. You know, Dawson Knox dropped the pass in the end zone. So, you know, that game, it shouldn't have been as tense as it was for Buffalo, but it is going to be interesting moving into this week. Just, you know, their game plan is going to look much different against Philadelphia as it did against Cleveland. Now, we'll see what that is. Philadelphia is getting healthier. They're still trying to play for seeding in the NFC. And yeah, we'll see. It's a much better team. It's a much better opponent. So how Buffalo works through that, the types of players that are going to be involved in the game plan. But we know at the center of it is going to be, to some extent, James Cook, who, as we sit here on Tuesday morning, leads the NFL in rushing yards.
Yes, was just named to the Pro Bowl. Not much of a surprise. An interesting game against Cleveland. As you mentioned, they had the Browns had those halftime adjustments where he ran for 100 yards in the first half, 17 in the second half. I think it'll look different against the Eagles, you know, for a number of reasons. But Cook is going to be such a big part of the plan, as he has to be.
Yeah, and the Eagles, one of their strength, at least for most of this season, and, you know, going back to obviously them winning the Super Bowl, is their secondary. And you're going to have to throw the ball at some point. And some of these receivers are going to have to get open, Catherine, at some point. It is just,
they've been saving it up for week 17.
You would think, and this is it, like, we're going to talk about this when we touch on the defense, but this is the last big tune-up for this team before the playoffs. Now, yes, there is, you know, seeding to play for and whatnot, but week 18's the Jets. Again, with all due respect to the Jets.
Sorry to our Jets listeners.
They're not good at all. So the Eagles, this is a good way to test how is this offense going to match up against a really good secondary, a really good front seven that's going to get its best player, Jalen Carter, back in the lineup. At least that's the expectation. So can the Bills run the ball when their opponent knows that that's what they're going to do? And, yeah, it's just an interesting, you don't want to say measuring stick because they played so many games up to this point, but in a lot of ways it kind of is, because this is how can you stack up against a really good team? Because the last couple of weeks, you know, New England aside, you beat Cincinnati, you beat Pittsburgh, but this is a good team that, yeah, like at home, how is Buffalo going to look?
Switching over to the Bills defense, they have an interesting task coming up facing the Philadelphia Eagles. We talked to Bobby Babbage some about the run defense as he gears up for Philly, and you're shaking your head like,
it's
let's
just
talk.
Bad. I mean, like, it's Cleveland, and it just looked too easy for Shedeur Sanders, Quinshon Judkins, and not only those two, like, those are talented rookies. You would expect them to make some plays, but the Browns were able to run the ball, Catherine, with their fourth and fifth string running backs. It was bad. It was really bad at times, and it needs to get figured out. I mean, I know that, you know, Sean McDermott likes to talk about the stops that they get in key moments of the game, and those are significant, right? I mean, Greg Rousseau's sacking Shedeur Sanders, just the stops, the takeaways that they got in that game. But at the same token, if you're getting gashed by the run against a team like the Browns, imagine when what it's going to look like on Sunday when the Eagles have Saquon Barkley, a much better offensive line, a better quarterback. Like, you know, again, you don't want to make too much about one game, but this is a challenge that this defense needs to face. They were very good in the second half in New England. How are they going to look at home against this Eagles team?
Thought it was interesting when we heard from Babbage, where he was kind of talking about, you know, what they did versus the running backs versus the rest of the team. I don't know if that's splitting hairs too much. I don't want to say that necessarily, because we split hairs all the time. Yes. You know, that is our job.
Yes.
But I think just kind of, you know, his acknowledgement that they have to tighten things up ahead of Philadelphia is so significant.
Yeah. And another injury that's notable going into this one is Jordan Poyer, who's played very well. He's been one of their better run defenders at the second or third level the last few weeks. You know, a big part of that game, I thought, just rewatching it, Catherine, like, you know, Shaq Thompson goes down early with that neck injury, another injury to watch going into this game. Terrell Bernard hadn't played in several weeks, and it wasn't just him who struggled. A lot of guys struggled, but when your middle linebacker's working through some rust, which was clearly there, that's going to put you in a bad spot. An opportunity this week, regardless of Thompson's status, for Bernard to work through that. But I think one of the more notable things, and, you know, Shedeur Sanders can make some, he can throw the ball, and he had been throwing the ball pretty well, especially in certain situations. And the Bills secondary, they held up. You know, Christian Benford is healthy. He's back. That's significant. And this is a week where not only are they facing A.J. Brown, but they're facing Devonta Smith. And this is a receiving core that can do some damage. And, you know, you can't allow your opponent to be two-dimensional. And the Bills, their secondary, you know, they have prevented teams from being two-dimensional through this win streak. Can they continue that?
I think, like you were saying before, this is such an interesting game for the timing of it, where after this, there's kind of, I don't want to say a letdown necessarily, but you're playing the Jets afterwards. There's plenty to play for still. It'll be the last home game in Highmark Stadium of the regular season. Red helmets, excitement. But from a football game planning perspective, it's not as spicy getting ready for the Jets, I would say. Whereas for the Eagles, there's so much to prepare for that this is a good look ahead to the playoffs of where is this team actually at.
Yeah, and coming out of that Cleveland game, I thought one of the more main takeaways, which you wrote about after the game, was Greg Rousseau's performance. And, you know, Joey Bosa's, you know, I think, accurately stated afterwards that Rousseau's been very solid all season. He just hasn't had the counting stats of production to really support that. And, you know, he's had a couple of these huge games. One was Kansas City, the other one was Cleveland. Now Bobby Babbage said on Monday, Greg Rousseau's capable of doing this week in and week out. And it's time for, hopefully that is a light bulb kind of moment for him to see that he is a big part of what they need to do. Like, Sean McDermott doesn't want to have to blitz, you know, especially against a team like Philadelphia. What you want to be able to do is rely on your front four to rush. And with the injuries they've had, that's been challenging, but Rousseau needs to be a big part of that. Just not only how much he's paid. I know that's such a focus. People look at his sacks compared to other people who are making a certain amount of money. He's been very good against the run, but he has the talent to be that kind of pass rusher to accomplish what he did in Cleveland.
I liked what Babbage said about, maybe it's the last match on a bonfire. Explosive.
Such a football guy thing to say. So when having him, you know, Joey Bosa's playing well again. It seems like he's kind of past that wrist injury a little bit. He's starting to play a little bit better. But, you know, Jordan Phillips is down. You know, TJ Sanders is starting to play. And, you know, Babbage had some good things to say about him. But really, I thought in that game against Cleveland, it really was the linebackers that, like, that group needs to be better, especially against a team like this. And, you know, I'm not even referring to Matt Milano, because I thought, you know, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, he's been one of their best defensive players, yeah. Which is that is a significant development, just considering the impact he can have for that group.
Yeah, it's been an impressive streak for the veterans, I would say.
Yeah, no, and Tre'Davious White, who you wrote about last Sunday, like, he is, you know, I think that everybody is looking at those snap counts for Maxwell Harris, and for good reason. He's their first round pick. There's a lot of attention paid to what he can do because of the speed, the skill set, the playmaking ability. But it really has impressed me the way that Tre'Davious White has just continued to improve throughout the season. And it's not only what he can do against the pass, but against the run, because, and that's why Harrison played less. It wasn't because of what he did against the pass against New England. It was some of those run defending plays where he wasn't where he needed to be. So, you know, this defense, I know, like, stopping the run remains their biggest issue, but when it comes to the pass catcher, and this is another good test, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, how is the secondary look? Catherine, Sean McDermott's 97 wins are second most by a coach in their first 9 seasons. That's significant. And then you take that in addition to playoffs in 8 of the last 9 seasons, 7 years in a row. It has, you know, people, you know, for good reason, they talk about the playoff losses, especially situational stuff. But this sort of level of consistency is unprecedented in the NFL. Only the fifth team in NFL history to have, was it 5 consecutive 11-win seasons or 6? I can't remember.
6, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is still significant regardless
either
if it was 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You know, yes, Josh Allen's a big part of that, but a lot goes into that success. And leadership bleeds down top to bottom. If you don't have leadership at the top, it impacts everybody. We've seen that with other teams across professional sports, and at head coach Sean McDermott has proven that he provides that.
I think, you know, this time of year is such an important time to talk about that, where you are looking forward. There is, like you mentioned, the playoffs looming, but there is just that consistency that the Bills find down the stretch is so impressive, where they're getting ready for these big games. They're doing so, navigating a ton of injuries still, it feels like, or just different ones all the time. And to reach that level of consistency, you know, it's not something that's been seen around here before.
Their winning percentage in December and January is by far the best in the NFL over the last 5 years. Like, it is when the games matter most, this team plays its best football. And that says a lot, I think, about not only Sean McDermott, but his entire coaching staff's ability to just make sure players don't ride the highs and lows of a season. Yes. And you look across the league, and I mean, Sean McDermott talked about this on Monday. Some of these teams that have, you know, the Bills have been going against over the last handful of years, you know, they've fallen off in some ways. For the Chiefs have missed the playoffs. The Ravens look like they're going to miss the playoffs with Lamar Jackson hurt yet again. So not easy to do whatsoever. You know, ultimately, though, it is going to be measured by playoff success. Two trips to the AFC Championship game is something to hang your hat on, but this team's goals are obviously higher than that.
Yes, I maybe misspoke a bit when I said haven't seen this before, when there were obviously the 4 Super Bowl runs.
Of course, but
I think just you look at the stretch and the breadth of it.
7 consecutive, that is the most consecutive playoff berths that this franchise has experienced. Yes. And yes, I mean, this, you know, the Bills have been gifted with two exceptional head coaches over the last 35, 40 years. And I like the way that, you know, you bringing up all those injuries, because yes, it is easy to, I think that's been one of the debates we've had about this team all season. How do you measure how good they are when some of the moments inside the game are so ugly?
Yes.
You know, what matters more? And it's been interesting hearing the players talk the last couple of weeks where, you know, they were down 21-0 against the Patriots. They had some very ugly stretches against the Cincinnati Bengals, but, you know, the consensus in the locker room is, yeah, we have stuff to fix, but winning is all that matters this time of year. And I think that that's a message coming from the top, and it's everybody buying into that message and not panicking or riding those highs and lows, which is so easy to do in the NFL when it's a week-to-week league and so much is made of these narratives that shift throughout a 17-game season.
I look back to that week one win over the Ravens, and it's, I wonder what would have happened if that happened later in the season,
yeah.
where instead it feels like it's dictated so much of this year of just knowing from week one, oh, we can dig ourselves into a hole and we can get back out of it. There's such that calmness that you mentioned there, the no panic on this team, and that starts with McDermott.
Yeah, it starts with the coaches, and it also speaks to the leadership that this franchise has developed in that locker room, and not just Josh Allen. It goes across, and it's also players who were brought in this season. You know, Shaq Thompson's been a very prominent figure within that. The offensive line plays a big piece when it comes to offense. And it really stood out to me on Monday, Sean McDermott's comments about James Cook and how James Cook has really emerged as a big leader. And that's not something you usually hear about running backs, but it doesn't surprise me when you talk to James Cook's teammates about him.
Yeah, I think just kind of the way we've seen Sean morph that way a little bit over the years, and that he gives more almost equity to the players of like their stake in the team. And I think that's been such a positive for this Bills team.
Yeah. And I think it's really the defense has probably been tested more throughout the season in terms of how they respond within games. You know, the offense, yes, like there have been lulls. It's been talked about quite a bit. You know, the passing game struggles at times, but the defense has been, you know, getting gashed for an entire half of football and not being demoralized, you know, and that it, because it can be, you know, if a running back's picking up 6 yards a carry and you're getting beat on third downs, there's a lot of teams in this league that fall apart because of that. And this one hasn't. So it will be fascinating to see not only this week, but how do they continue to respond? Because at a certain point, you know, in the playoffs in particular, with the teams you're going to face, the stakes, like the games are just going to look different in terms of the margin for error. And yeah, it is a big test. I know the whole focus is, well, there's no Patrick Mahomes, there's probably no Lamar Jackson, this is the Bills' year, but it is very difficult to win in this league, be consistent, and they've managed to do that. Now, let's see what they have in them the rest of the way.
Yeah, that next test comes Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have all your coverage from that game, leading up to it, stories galore. So make sure you're reading on BuffaloNews.com and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy holidays.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.